Hare Krishna. So today is 18th of April 2020 and we'll be reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, verses 4.2 till 4.59. So I'll read verses, translation of verses till 4.59 and then we'll recite together. So verse number 2. All glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all glories to Nityananda Prabhu, all glories to Advaita Prabhu, and all glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. The Lord went to Jagannath Puri and visited Lord Jagannath's temple. He also met with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. All these pastimes have been elaborately explained by Vrindavan Das Thakur in his book Chaitanya Bhagavat. By nature, all the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very wonderful and sweet, and when they are described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, they become like a shower of nectar. Therefore, I very humbly submit that since these incidents have already been nicely described by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, I will be very proud to repeat the same thing, and this will not be very good. I do not have such powers. I am therefore presenting only a synopsis of those events already described elaborately by Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur in his Chaitanya Mangala. Some of the incidents he did not describe elaborately, but only summarized. And this I shall try to describe in this book. I thus offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. I hope that I will not offend his lotus feet by this action. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu proceeded toward Jagannath Puri with four of his devotees, and he chanted the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna mantra, with great eagerness. Each day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally went to the village and collected a great quantity of rice and other grains for the preparation of prasadam. There were many rivers on the way, and at each river there was a tax collector. They did not hinder the Lord, however, he showed them mercy. Finally, he reached the village of Ramuna. The deity of Gopinath in the temple of Ramuna was very attractive. Lord Chaitanya visited the temple and offered his obeisances with great devotion. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered his obeisances at the lotus feet of Gopinath deity, the helmet of flowers on the head of Gopinath fell down and landed on the head of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When the deity helmet fell upon his head, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very pleased, and thus he chanted and danced in various ways with his devotees. All the servants of the deity were struck with wonder due to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's intense love, his acquisitive beauty and his transcendental qualities. Because of their love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they served him in many ways, and that night the Lord stayed at the temple of Gopinath. The Lord remained there because he was very eager to receive the remnants of sweet rice offered to the Gopinath deity, having heard the narration from his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri, of what had happened once there. The deity was known widely as Kshirachora Gopinath, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told his devotees the story of how the deity became famous. Formerly, the deity had stolen a pot of sweet rice from Madhavendra Puri. Therefore, he became very famous as the Lord who stole the sweet rice. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to Vrindavan, where he came up on a hill known as Govardhan. Madhavendra Puri was almost mad in ecstasy and love of God, and he did not know whether it was day or night. Sometimes he stood up, sometimes he fell to the ground. He could not discriminate whether he was in a proper place or not. After circumambulating the hill, Sri Madhavendra Puri went to Govindakund and took his bath. He then sat beneath a tree to take his evening rest. While he was sitting beneath a tree, an unknown coward boy came with a pot of milk, placed it before Madhavendra Puri, and smiling addressed him as follows. O Madhavendra Puri, please drink the milk I have brought. Why don't you beg some food to eat? What kind of meditation are you undergoing? When he saw the beauty of that boy, Madhavendra Puri became very satisfied. Hearing his sweet words, he forgot all hunger and thirst. Madhavendra Puri said, Who are you? Where do you reside, and how did you know that I am fasting? The boy replies, Sir, I am the coward boy, and I reside in the village. In my village, no one fasts. In this village, a person can beg food from others and thus eat. Some people drink only milk, but if a person does not ask anymore for food, I supply him all his eatables. The woman who came here to take water saw you, and they supplied me with this milk and sent me to you. The boy continued, I must go very soon to milk the cows, but I shall return and take back this milk pot from you. Saying this, the boy left the place. Indeed, he suddenly could be seen no more, and the Madhavendra Puri heart was filled with wonder. After drinking the milk, Sri Madhavendra Puri washed the pot and put it aside. He looked towards the pot, but the boy never returned. Madhavendra Puri could not sleep. He sat and chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and at the end of the night he dozed a little, and his external activity stopped. In a dream, Madhavendra Puri saw that very same boy. The boy came before him and, holding his hand, took him to a bush in the jungle. The boy showed Madhavendra Puri the bush and said, "I reside in this bush, and because of this I suffer very much from severe cold, rain, showers, winds, and scorching heat. Please bring the people of the village and get them to take me out of this bush. Then have them situate me nicely on the top of the hill. Please construct a temple on the top of the hill," the boy continued, "and install me in that temple. After this, wash me with large quantities of cold water so that my body may be cleansed. For many days I have been observing you, and I have been wondering, when will Madhavendra Puri come here to serve me? I have accepted your service due to your ecstatic love for me. Thus I shall appear, and my audience, and by my audience all fallen souls will be delivered. My name is Gopal, and I am a lifter of Govardhan Hill. I was installed by Vajra, and here I am the authority. When the Muslim attacked, the priest who was serving me hid me in this bush in the jungle. Then he ran away out of fear of the attack. Since the priest went away, I have been staying in this bush. It is very good that you have come here. Now just remove me with care." After saying this, the boy disappeared. Then Madhavendra Puri woke up and began to consider his dream. Madhavendra Puri began to lament, "I saw Lord Krishna directly, but I could not recognize him." Thus he fell down on the ground in ecstatic love. Madhavendra Puri cried for some time, but then he fixed his mind on executing the order of Gopal. Thus he became tranquil. After taking his morning bath, Madhavendra Puri entered the village and assembled all the people. Then he spoke as follows: "The proprietor of this village, Govardhan Dari, is lying in the bushes. Let us go there and rescue him from that place. The bushes are very dense, and we will not be able to enter the jungle. Therefore take choppers and spades to clear the way." After hearing this, all the people accompanied Madhavendra Puri with great pleasure. According to his directions, they cut down bushes, cleared a path, and entered the jungle. When they saw the deity covered with dirt and grass, they were all struck with wonder and pleasure. After they had cleansed the body of the deity, some of them said, "The deity is very heavy. No single person can move him." Since the deity was very heavy, some of the stronger men assembled to carry him on the top of the hill. Madhavendra Puri also went there. A big stone was made into a throne and the deity was installed upon it. Another big stone was placed behind the deity for the support. All the Brahmana priests of the village gathered together with 9 water pots, and water from Govindakund Lake was brought there and filtered. When the deity was being installed, 900 pots of water were brought from Govindakund. There were musical sounds of bangles and drums and a singing of women. During the festivals at the installation ceremony, some people sang and some danced. All the milk, yogurt, and clarified butter in the village was brought to the festival. Various foods and sweetmeats, as well as other kinds of presentations, were brought here. I'm unable to describe all this. And today's verse. Translation: the villagers brought a large quantity of tulasi leaves, flowers, and various kinds of garments. Then Sri Madhavendra Puri personally began the abhishek, bathing ceremony. Purport: in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, it is stated that the deity should be bathed in water mixed with yogurt and milk, accompanied by the sounds of conchals, bells, and other instruments, and the chanting of the mantra Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya Namaha, as well as the chanting of the Brahma Samhita verses, beginning Chintamani Prakara Sadmashu Kalpa Vriksha Lakshavriteshu Surabir Abhipalayantam. So translation again. The villagers brought a large quantity of tulasi leaves, flowers, and various kinds of garments. Then Sri Madhavendra Puri personally began the abhishek, bathing ceremony. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manabhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Shcha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhnyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So thank you very much for coming today, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita class. So we'll be speaking the verse. So there is a famous saying, it is said, if you want to become extraordinary, do something extraordinary. So many people trying to be, you know, famous, rich, opulent, great speakers, this and that, but they don't do the hard work. They are not ready to do the hard work. When Srila Prabhupada was asked what he thinks about the hippies, and Prabhupada said, hippie, that's something extraordinary. So sadhu or devotee in Kali Yuga, it's something extraordinary, something that is very, very rare. Manusyanam sahasreshu kashchid yatatim siddhaye yatatamapi siddhanam kashchim yaveti tatvataha. Out of thousands and thousands of people, only few are siddhas, or liberated people. And out of these siddhas who are liberated, very few know the tattva, the Krishna tattva. Very, very few. And then even more than that, serious devotees of Krishna are even more rare. Muktanama pisidanam narayana parayana sudurlaba prashanatma kotishu apimahamune. Muktanama pisidanam narayana parayana. Narayana parayana devotees of Krishna are very, very rare. It's very rarely seen someone who is devotee in this age of Kali. There are many devotees, there are many liberated people who are practicing different yoga, mystic yoga, impersonalists, but very few are Narayana Parayana devotees of Lord Krishna. Very, very rare. Kotishwapi Mahamune. These munis, these special devotees, are very rare, and to get their association is very precious. So let us discuss today what are the qualities of a sadhu? So if somebody will ask you how you describe the qualities of a devotee or a sadhu, every devotee is a sadhu. So one of the qualities of a sadhu is that you will always depend on Harinam. That's the first and most important quality of a sadhu, of a devotee. He knows what is his duty, he knows his position, he knows Krishna's position, so therefore he wants to attain Krishna, reach Krishna Seva and be with Krishna. So he knows the process, and the process for this age is Harinam. So if you want to judge a sadhu and see his sincerity, see how much he's depending on Harinam. Sometimes if you are not depending on Harinam, but you're still serious devotee, Krishna will make you depend on Harinam. Yasyaha manurgami hari setta dhanam shanai tato dhanam tajasasya svajana dukha dukitam. Sometimes Krishna, for serious sadhaka or devotee, will put you in dukha dukitam, in constant suffering, pain. He will create a situation in your life where you will go through many difficulties. Many family members, many will reject you. We've seen this in our movement. When you become devotee, sometimes family rejects devotees. They can't anymore speak with them. They don't want to see them. So therefore, that's Krishna's arrangement. When he sees sincerity in a devotee's heart, if it's needed, sometimes he'll create detachment. He'll create arrangement in a devotee's life, so he'll be forced to depend on Harinam. And that's the ultimate goal of life. Ajamil was best example of that. He was born in a Vaishnava family. He was trained as a Gurukuli. He was practicing celibacy. He was chanting the mantras. He was doing the yagyas. He was knowing all the mantras and mudras, and he was performing all the sacrifices according to the scriptures. He was well versed in Bhakti Shastras as well. But then one day, while he was doing some seva for his father, bringing the wood for the fire sacrifice, by some chance he happened to see the woman and man, some Shudra woman and man, having an intercourse. So then he saw that, and he was quite disturbed because he was very pure by heart. He was brought in a very aristocratic family, and he was protected from all the low-class people and low-class activities. Now suddenly he saw this situation. So he went home, but in his heart stayed the impression. So then every day he was meditating on that. And that's what happens with us as well. Sometimes we see something, what is not right, hear something, hear criticism from devotees, hear different things, and sometimes it stays in our heart and we meditate on that. And while meditating on that, it grows and grows and grows, and then it turns into action. First, maybe we start to speak to other devotees about that, and then slowly, slowly, it turns into action. So Ajamil was exactly like that. Although he was trained, still he could not control that, so he became weak. And then very soon he approached this same lady, this same prostitute that he saw with this man. And then he brought her to home, rejected his wife, he rejected his family, and he neglected all the service to his parents. There is a verse in Bhagavad Gita, it says, Deva Dvija Guru Prajna Brahmacharyam Shaucham Arjavam. It says that the duty of every living entity is to worship devas, the demigods, the dvija, the twice-borns, the guru, the seniors and superiors to you. That's the duty of every living entity. But Ajamil rejected that because he wanted to enjoy. So then he brought the prostitute at home. He married her and he enjoyed. And all the wealth that his father had saved for his future, he spent all the money on this prostitute, buying different ornaments and enjoying with her in many, many ways. So then what happened towards the end of his life, he was living a long life. Towards the end, he had a son with this prostitute whose name was Narayan. So he was very affectionate towards his son. And then one day, because he was very old and weak, death approached. So he was lying in bed, and then suddenly he saw Yamadutas coming towards him. Moment he saw Yamadutas, first thing what happens generally for the parents, they don't think so much about themselves. They think more about the safety of the children. So naturally he just noticed his child there in the corner, and he seen Yamadutas next to him. He didn't know that the child can't see Yamadutas. So I just called Narayan, come here, he wanted to protect him. The moment he called Narayan's name, or his child name, it happened to be the same name of the Lord as well, he called Narayan. This Yamadutas are just about to take him to the hellish planets and give him a punishment. At that moment, Vishnudutas came and he said, what are you doing? You can't take him. And then they had long discussion in front of Ajamil. Ajamil was just watching the discussion. Why you want to take him? You can't take him anymore because he chanted name of Vishnu, Narayan. Namo Sankirtanaya Sya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukasha Manastam Namami Hari Param. Namo Sankirtanaya Sya. I offer my obeisance to Sankirtan, to the holy name of Krishna. Sarva Papa Pranashanam. All the sins are destroyed simply by chanting the name of Hari. So you can't take him. You can't take him to the hellish planets because he's fully qualified to go to the higher planets. What to say about going to the lower planets? So you can't take him. So then finally Yamadutas left. They went to see Yamaraj and say, why? Like, what happened? He was qualified to go to hellish planets by his previous activities. Then Yamaraj said, no, you can't take him. Whoever chants the name of Hari, even once, you can't come, you can't even see him, you can't come close to him. I give benediction to whoever chants name of Hari, He will never go to the hellish planets. He will never be approached by the Yamadutas. So you can't go there. At the meantime, Ajamil woke up and then he saw the situation, what just happened with the Yamadutas conversation with, Vishnudutas. So then he came to his consciousness. He realized what happened. You know, I was wasting my life. I was trained as a Brahmin. I was born in Vaishnava family. And now I wasted so much of my life. He left everything and went to Haridwar to perform austerities. For the rest of his life, he was performing austerities. And finally he reached, Vishnudutas came again and took him back to Godhead. There is beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Yanama Shruti Matrena Puman Bhavata Nirmala Tasya Tirtha Padanki Vadasanam Avashisyate Yanama Shruti Matrena. Whoever hears this name of Krishna, Puman Bhavati Nirmalaha, immediately he gets purified. So, simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, everything else is sorted. And such devotee who is depending on Krishna in that way, always in Harinam, he can ask any benediction he wants from Krishna. That Krishna promises in Srimad Bhagavatam as well. Tate nukampam susamikshamano bunyan nevatma kritam vipakam hridvagva pubir vidadannamaste jiveta yamukti padesadayabhak. Padesadayabhak, that's your right, Krishna says, or Brahma says, that that's the right of a devotee. Whoever is depending on Harinam and at the same time is going through his process of purification, so all of the people who come to this material world, to this Mrityaloka, they are doomed to suffer in some way or other because there are three kleshas. They'll be suffering from other living entities, they'll be suffering from natural disturbances, and they'll be suffering from their own mind. That's whoever comes, any living entity who comes to this Mrityaloka will experience that. So we'll definitely be suffering. But the devotee who depends on Harinam and at the same time suffers, for him is not any more suffering. For him is Krishna's arrangement. So there is a trick in devotee life. So sometimes we see devotees suffering from illnesses, from diseases, from different things. And we see materialistic people suffering in the same way. So what's the difference? The difference is the devotee sees everything as Krishna's arrangement, whilst karmi doesn't know what's going on. Why I'm suffering, I'm a good person. So trick is to make progress in spiritual life is to see everything as Krishna's arrangement. So that's the mood of our acharyas, and that's the mood we should practice. There is nice pastime of the power of the name of the Lord. There is famous pastime in Ramayana. When Lord Ram, Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda, Sitaram, Lakshman Hanuman, Shri Gornita, Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai. So there is nice pastime in Ramayana. Once Lord Ram, while he was going to the forest, he was about to cross the Ganges with Sita Devi. And then there was boatman there. And boatman Guha was there, and he saw the boatman. He said, "Go quickly and help Lord Ram and Sita to cross the Ganges. Please help him." So then immediately a boatman came to Lord Ram and says to Lord Ram, "I'll take you across the river, there is no problem, but I need to wash your feet first." Lord Ram said, "No, but I'll go inside and then you wash my feet, it's fine, we need to go." And then boatman said, "No, I insist, I'll wash your feet outside, and then once I wash your feet, then you can go in a boat." Lord Ram said, "Why is like that? Why you want to do that?" He said, "Because I heard that there is a saying that if any stone your feet touches, this stone will turn into a beautiful woman. So then there are many small stones in my boat. So if your feet touches these stones, they'll turn into women, and my boat will sink, and then I will lose my way of income. That's my only way of income." So Ram understood the inner heart of a devotee. So he said, "Fine, wash my feet." So he washed his feet. He entered into his boat. And then they crossed the Ganges and they came out. And the moment Ram and Sita came out, Sita took her ring off and gave to Ram to give to boatman as a token of gratitude and a payment as well. So then Ram was about to give him a ring, and then boatman said, "No, Lord Ram, I don't accept this. How can I accept this?" He said, I don't accept payment for this. And also, we are of the same caste. You don't need to pay me. And then Lord Ram said, how you mean we are of the same caste? You are boatman, and I'm supposed to be a prince. So how we are of the same caste? And then boatman said very nicely, he said to him, Lord Ram, you don't understand. You see, I'm taking people from one side of the Ganges to another side of the Ganges. And you're taking people from one side of material ocean of miseries to another side, to spiritual world. So in this sense, we are in the same caste. So therefore, you don't need to pay me. Lord Ram didn't know what to do in this moment. He was so pleased with his devotee. So he embraced him and thanked him for all his service. At that moment, boatman left and he kept chanting constantly the name of Lord Ram. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Ramaya Kuntamedase Uttamashloka Duryaya Nyastadandarpitanagraye. I offer my obeisances to Lord Ram, who is the famous of all famous people. I offer my obeisances to Lord Ram, who is the most intelligent of all intelligent people. And I offer my obeisances to Lord Ram, who is great protector of devotees who are free from sins. So this boatman was constantly chanting name of Ram. Namo Chaitamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukto Abhinatva Namanamino. It is said that this name of Krishna, Chintamani, can give you, reward you anything. Any benediction you want, this name of Krishna, name of Ram, can give you. Purna, it's complete. This name is fully complete. Nitya, it's eternal. And can give you mukti very, very easily. But devotee doesn't want mukti. Devotee wants seva to Krishna. Binatva namanamino. This name of Krishna is none different than Krishna. Simply by associating and hearing name of Krishna, you're directly associating with Krishna as well. So devotee is not interested in mukti. Devotee is not interested in any material things. He's only interested in Krishna seva. So sign of someone who is a devotee of Krishna, a sign of someone who depends on the Naam, on Krishna Naam, it's as follows. Ramante yogino nate satyanande chidatmani iti rama padena sau param brahma bibuyate. Ramante yogino nante. That one who chants the name of Ram and Krishna, he's always happy because the name of Lord Ram brings all the happiness and joy to them. So if you were to judge someone who is very serious, you can judge him by this. If he's constantly happy, and if he's constantly chanting name of Lord Krishna, Maha Mantra, that's the sign that he's very advanced. This verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that we discussed today is also speaks about the same thing. Madhavendra Puri was great Prema Bhakta of Krishna. He was constantly thinking about Krishna, chanting his name and glorifying his pastimes. So as we heard in earlier verses, he was walking around the Govardhan doing parikram in his ratha and chanting name of Krishna constantly. Then at one moment he fell asleep and, you know, he was tired, and then Gopal appeared. And then when Gopal appeared to him as a boy, he told him, I want you to take me out of the bush. I'm hidden in the bush. Please take me out and start to worship me. Madhavendra Puri woke up. Immediately he made arrangements, called all the villagers, please come, help me. We need to bring the Gopal deity out of the bush and start to worship him. Immediately all the villagers, being very respectful to Sadhu, and they came and they helped him. And they took the Gopal out on the top of the Govardhan Hill. They arranged stone as altar, they arranged all the water they brought from, apparently many hundreds of pots of waters they brought from Govindakud. They filtered that water and they did big abhishek to Sri Gopal. They massaged the body of Gopal, they offered different flowers, and then different villagers offered different items. Some of the villagers offered grains, some of the villagers who have been, you know, farmers offered different vegetables and fruits, somebody offered a cow. So like that, suddenly Sri Gopal became the most richest person there, this deity, because it's a culture that whenever you come to see the deity, and that's the culture in our temples that should be practiced. Srila Prabhupada very much said that you should never come to the temple empty-handed. Whenever you come to the temple, bring a fruit. Even if it's one apple and one banana, bring something. That's the Vaishnava culture. Never come empty-handed to the temple. So whenever these villagers will come, they will bring different items, and then they arranged, Madhavendra Puri arranged big abhishekam for Gopal. They bathed him with hundreds of pots of water from Govindapur. They worshipped him with many, many flowers. They worshipped him with all kind of yogurt and honey and milk, madhupark, argyam, and different things. They massaged him again and again with very, very, very good quality oils. And they chanted many mantras. Madhavendra Puri initiated many brahmanas to make sure that worship is going on nicely. Here at Bhaktivedanta Manavian, a situation when all the residents have privilege to serve Krishna very closely. As we know, all the temples around the world are now closed. All the sampradayas, Krishna sampradayas, all the four major sampradayas, they close their temple and nobody can come from outside and worship Krishna. Only resident priests can worship Krishna. So some of us who are living in the temples, we are very fortunate. We can continue to worship Krishna and do the Nitya Seva despite all these challenges that are going on in the world. So we should very much appreciate our fortunate situation. Out of four sampradayas and thousands of devotees around the world, only very, very few now can worship the Ishtadev Krishna in a temple very nicely. So we should take this opportunity very seriously and worship Krishna. Take advantage of seva, any seva, be this making garlands, be this cleaning paraphernalia, be this performing arities or cleaning the temple, or cleaning the shoe room, or making the arrangement that temple grounds are clean, or making arrangement that prasadam is cooked nicely and served, and pots are washed. All this seva is direct seva to Krishna, and Krishna is very, very pleased. So Madhavendra Puri arranged all this nice worship for Krishna. He was expert in engaging other devotees in seva. So one quality of a devotee is that he is depending on Harinam. But another quality is also there that he will engage others in serving Krishna as well and teach them how to depend on Harinam. So Madhavendra Puri engaged everyone in seva, and then he got another dream. Now Gopal asked him, I want you to go to collect some sandalwood and camphor for me. I'm feeling very hot still. I want to cool down. Please go to Jagannath Puri. Bring me sandalwood. Bring me camphor and smear over my body. Madhavendra Puri didn't think twice. He immediately packed his bag with his beads and his, you know, whatever little he had, and immediately went walking toward Jagannath Puri. Pavanani manisinam. It says that even great souls are performing tapasya. So tapasya is always there. There are two types of sufferings, you can say. One is voluntarily suffering. One is suffering that will come naturally to you. As you said earlier, you'll be suffering anyways by three kleshas in this world. So rather choose to voluntarily suffer, which means tapasya. Choose to perform tapasya, and then by performing tapasya, you'll naturally make progress. Otherwise, you'll be forced to suffer anyways by three kleshas, and this way you will not get any benefit. So intelligent person, knowing that you'll be suffering anyways, will be ready to accept the Shastri conclusions, accept tapasya, perform tapasya, follow the principles and follow the acharyas, do the tapasya and reach the final goal. So that's the intelligence. Madhavendra Puri knew that. So Madhavendra Puri now went to Jagannath Puri. Before reaching Jagannath Puri, he came to Ramuna. He knew about the famous deity of Gopinath. So then when he came there, this deity was very famous for very nice offerings they offered to the deity, Raja Bhog and other offerings, very beautiful arities and very nice worship there. This deity was very famous for the worship. So Madhavendra Puri naturally, he wanted to apply the same system of worship to his Sri Gopal. So then he asked his priest there, please tell me how you worshiping your deity. Yeah, and then they explained to him, they offered this famous sweet rice to Gopinath. So then while they've been offering sweet rice, Madhavendra Puri was thinking, maybe I should try this sweet rice and then I can do the same for Krishna. So then he thought a little bit, I was thinking about bhoga, I was thinking about eating the prasadam before even it was offered, so I made big offense, I need to leave now. So he left the temple, And then a priest went to sleep after the offering, but he had a dream. He had a dream and Gopinath appeared to him. He said, my devotee is there, Madhavendra Puri. He wanted to try sweet rice so he can improve his seva in his mandir. So please, I have hidden one container of sweet rice behind the curtain you didn't see. Go there, take this container and give to Madhavendra Puri. So priest woke up, he took his shower, went quickly on the altar, took the pot and went outside the temple asking, Madhavendra Puri, who are you? You got great mercy. You got great mercy from Krishna. Please come collect your sweet rice. Madhavendra Puri came. Another sign of serious devotee, he will experience Krishna magic constantly. What I mean by Krishna magic? Krishna magic means that devotee will constantly see Krishna's hand in his life. There'll be constant experiences how Krishna is protecting me, how Krishna is assisting me in my service, how Krishna is making so many arrangements for me to get higher and higher and deeper realizations in bhakti. That's Krishna magic. Madhavendra Puri was experiencing this again and again because of his dependence on Harinam. He was constantly depending on Harinam and he pleased the Lord and Lord was constantly giving him nectar. So then he had eaten this sweet rice. He broke the pot into pieces, earthen pot. He put it in the back and every day he will eat a piece of this broken pot as a respect to the Lord. He didn't see the paraphernalia of the Lord differently than the Lord. Sometimes we have opportunity to wash our paraphernalia at the temple here. We shall always understand that paraphernalia of the Lord is not different than Him. Any item that is connected with the Lord is exactly worshipable. It is worshipable exactly the same as the Lord. So we should respect all the items that are connected with the Lord. There is also a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam which confirms that Vipragava Shavedascha. It says the vipras, the sadhus, the brahmanas, the cows, the Vedas, they're all like a paraphernalia of Lord Vishnu and they are worshipable. So we should respect them equally as we respect the Lord. That's someone who is on the level of Madhyam Adhikari. Kanishtha Adhikari or neophyte devotee will only see the deity form of the Lord and he will not be able to respect devotees and he will not be able to give equal mercy to lower advanced devotees than him. But Srimad Bhagavatam explains something different. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that we should act like this. Gunadikan mudam lipsed anukrosham kunadamad maitrim samanatan vichen natapir abibuyate. If you want to be free from suffering, you should do three things. If you want to be free from suffering in relationships, you should do three things. What are those three things? Those three things is you should give mercy to devotees or people who are less advanced than you. That's one. Second one is you should make friends with the devotees who are equal to you. And you can reveal their hearts to them. And third, you should offer respect to the superiors to you and take guidance from them. There is a well-known well-known knowledge in villages, especially that younger people in the house, they'll always offer respects to their parents, to their grandparents, and you will see that if you do that very nicely, offer respects to superiors, to parents, to grandparents, to guru like that, you will gain lots of wisdom. There is a subtle transaction that happens if you respect seniors. It doesn't necessarily mean that they'll come to you, give you blessings, and now you'll become advanced devotee. Simply by respecting the seniors, naturally you will attain lots of wisdom, and that's also confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Madhavendra Puri, now he got his pot, and he was thinking, now everyone will hear that Gopinath saved Mahaprasadam for me. I don't want respect and fame and glory. I want to go away quickly from Ramuna and focus on my seva. He immediately left. He didn't want any glory. Another quality of a devotee is the devotee will never take any credits for what he's doing for others and what he's doing for Krishna. He will never want fruits of activities from his seva. So Madhavendra Puri left. He went to Jagannath Puri. He collected the sandal paste and the camphor. And then after collecting it, he went back to Vraja to serve his Ishtadeva. So after coming back, he thought, maybe let me take one more darshan from Gopinath, and then I'll continue towards my seva. So he reached the Gopinath temple. Then he had another dream. Sri Gopal in Vraja came to his dream and told him, "O Madhavendrapuri, I'm none different than Gopinath. You don't need to take sandalwood paste and camphor to me. Simply smear this paste on the body of Gopinath, because we are none different. In this way, you will serve me as well." Madhavendrapuri immediately arranged the brahmanas to grind the sandalwood and camphor and serve Gopinath with that. So Madhavendrapuri was constantly serving Krishna. Aidina dayarta nata ye matura nata kadavalokyase hridayam tvadaloka kataram daita brahmyati kinkaromi aham. Aidina dayarta nata he. O Lord of Mathura, O my Lord, when I will see you again, when I will see you again. That's the prayer of Madhavendrapuri. So as I said earlier, Madhavendrapuri was constantly experiencing Krishna magic, seeing Krishna's hand again and again and again. Still, he offered this prayer, "When I will see you, my Lord, when I will get some mercy, when I will get some nectar from you." Yanastayana no rajan na pramadyata karhiched davani milyavane tre naskale na padediha. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that one who depends on Harinam and devotional service, even if he runs with closed eyes, he will never fall and trip on his path. That's the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam. Whoever is fully dedicated to Harinam and serving Krishna, he will never, never experience any fall down. Also, sadhu can purify others because he's depending on Harinam. Sadunam samachitanam sutaramat kritatmanaha darshanam no bhaved bhava pumsakshno saviturjata. Srimad Bhagavatam explains, when you're face to face with sadhu, all ignorance will be destroyed. In the same way, when you're face to face with the sun, then all the darkness is destroyed. So why sadhu can purify? Sadhu can purify because he's constantly chanting the Harinam, because he's pure. By following four equity principles, he is not committing any sins. By chanting Harinam, whatever sins he has committed, sarva papa pranashanam, are destroyed. So a devotee is always on liberated platform. Why? Because he is following process that is pure. So some of us may not be pure here, but because we are following the process nicely, we are pure because of the process. So that's greatness of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada gave us process to practice Krishna consciousness and be pure. Once Srila Prabhupada was asked, how many pure devotees are in this world? And then Prabhupada said, all of you are pure. Why? Because all of you are following the pure process. Shrinvata shradaya nityam grinata chasas chestitam kalena nati dirgena bhagavan vishate hridi. Bhagavan Vishate Hridi, Krishna will manifest in the heart of a devotee who is constantly Shrinvata Shradaya Nityam, hearing Krishna Katha constantly with great faith, without fail, and taking the matter very seriously. Vishate Hridi, Krishna will manifest very quickly, Kalinanati Dirgena, very, very quickly Krishna will manifest in the heart of such a devotee. Why? Because he's taking process very, very seriously. Another quality of sadhu is that sadhu is very gentle. Sadhu is very gentle, and we can see in the example of Ambarish Maharaj. Ambarish Maharaj had all good qualities. Yatra yatra chamad bhakta prashanta samadarshina sadhava samudacharas tepujantya pikikataha. Why sadhu can purify? Sadhu can purify because he's gentle in behavior. This verse in Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't even explain the holy name. Simply by devotee being nice in behavior, having nice good qualities and being very peaceful, wherever he goes, even this place is dirty and condemned, it will get purified. Tepu jante apikikata. Simply by devotee acting in a very proper way. As I said earlier in the verse, natapir abibuyate, you'll avoid many, many problems In relationships, if you simply follow these three things of respecting people in the right way, seniors by offering them respect and taking guidance from them, juniors by giving them mercy and protecting them, and peers by having Krishna Katha with them and association, revealing your mind to them. So you can avoid so many problems like that. Ambarish Maharaj was following exactly the same. Ambarish Maharaj was the son of Nabak. So prior to that, his grandfather's name was Nabak, who had a son whose name was Nabak. And his son was a brahmachari. He was living many, many years in a gurukul of a guru. And then he had few brothers, and his brothers had been thinking that he will never return back home. He will remain lifelong a brahmachari. So then they split the wealth of his father with others, between themselves, not including Nabak. After some time, Nabak decided to come back home and take to household life. And he asked, okay, what do you have? Do you have something that can share with me? Where is my share of the wealth from my father? And then his brothers told him, your share is your father. So we gave our father as a share to you. So then he approached his father. He said, my brothers told me you have been given to me as a share. And then Nabak said, no, and he said, you just go. There are some sages performing some yagya. Go there. After they perform yagya, they'll get lots of credits from the devas. And they will leave this world. So they'll give you all the credits. Go there. So he did that. He followed the instructions of his father. He went there. And then after sages, he did the yagya, everything. He got there, all the wealth. But then Lord Shiva, Mahadev, appeared in a blackish form, and he said, no, you can't take this. That's not your property. That's mine. So then he said, I just followed the instruction of my father. So then Mahadev said, okay, let's go and discuss with your father. So they went there, and Mahadev was very much pleased with behavior of devotees. A very nice behavior, because he followed the instruction of father very nicely. And then after he followed the instruction, Lord Shiva came and he said, you can't take this. He was fine with that as well. So living a temple life and going through the training of brahmachari or brahmacharini process is very, very important, because you learn the basic principles of bhakti process, how to behave, how to speak, how to eat, how to dress, and how to practice Krishna consciousness. Then after you learn that, then you can go outside in the world and you can teach others, and you can protect your family and guide your friends in spiritual life. So Nabak had this training, so he could apply this training. So Lord Shiva was very pleased. So then he told him, you can have my wealth. So then Nabak got married and he got a son whose name was Ambarish. So Ambarish was very, very nice devotee of Krishna. He will constantly worship Krishna. He will engage all his family in seva of Krishna. He was very much devoted to Krishna. Bhaktaram yagatapa sam sarva loka maheshwaram suhridam sarva bhutanam gyantimam shantim richati. If you want to be shanti in this world, if you want to be peaceful, you need to know who is the Lord, you need to know how to serve him, and you need to engage in that seva. Only then you can be peaceful. Ambarish Maharaj did exactly that. He was engaging in Krishna seva, and he was peaceful. So then, as we know, Durvasa Muni came and he wanted to take a service from Ambarish Maharaj. But then also we know that it was wrong time, because it was time for breaking the fast, and Durvasa Muni went to take a bath. So while taking bath, Ambarish didn't know what to do. I need to break my fast. But at the same time, I'll break the culture of eating before a guest. So what shall I do? So he consulted the brahmanas. So once I met with Aikandidi Prabhu some time ago last year, and he said a very, very nice thing to me. He said, whenever you make a major decision in life, you should always consult three brahmanas. And you should always ask advice from three brahmanas when you make any major decision in life. In this way, you will never go wrong. So I took this very seriously, very nice instruction. As we all know, Aikandidi Prabhu is Srila Prabhupada's disciple, and only because of his great seva, this temple is still here. So this instruction is there. So then Ambarish Maharaj followed the same instruction. He went to Brahmanas, what shall I do? That's my situation. So then So then they told him, you can break your fast with water because water doesn't break fast and break at the same time, so it's fine. So he drank water. Moment he took advice from Vaishnavas and took shelter of Vaishnavas, doesn't matter what happens after that, even if some mistake is done, because you're under the shelter of a Vaishnav, Krishna is very pleased. Krishna is sadavo hridayam mayam sadunam hridayam tvayam manyanta tena jananti nahante vyomanagapi. Sadhus are in my heart constantly and I'm in heart of my devotees. Because why I'm in their heart? Because they can't think about nothing else than me. And I can't think about nothing else than my devotees. So instruction or the message from this class today is somehow other learn how to depend on Krishna. And for this age, best way to depend on Krishna is Harinam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.